And 3:40 on the Hill, coming in a little bit late to Kids Q because Victor talked too much during our interview with Jason Barker from the Lumina. Hey, I am parenting.
It was a good time.
You took too long. This is why you're getting the backpack leash.
I'm glad we're at Kids Q. I definitely miss Eric Heck. I feel like a part of our trio.
Well, a part of our trio is definitely missing because there's only two of us. That means we're now a duo.
Well, I was trying to find a way to say two-legged stool, but it was taking me too long.
Why didn't you just say two-legged stool?
I don't know. What's the Kids Q? Lord.
And it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 right here during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. The Whole Foods Plaza is undergoing a construction renovation right now, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours and stocked for the summer. So head on over, shop, and support this great organization. Now, son, are you ready for today's question?
Absolutely.
Here's today's question. If you could change your whole name, what would you change it to?
Crunchwrap McGurk. I've had that ready for a very long time. Crunchwrap McGurk is my final answer.
The fact that you just immediately came back with that.
It is what it is. I've really had that rolling around in the noggin for years. Because
why Crunchwrap?
I don't know. It just came to me one day because I needed to make up, like, just a completely random user profile name on a PlayStation. And I didn't want it to just be my name or something boring or, like, player two. And the first thing, what flew out of my fingers was Crunchwrap McGurk. And that name has followed me ever since. Like, I've put it on PlayStations. It's my username in a couple spots. There's just something about the simplicity and just complete obtuse nature of Crunchwrap McGurk. I think it's the McGurk.
Your issues with the McGurk, not the Crunchwrap part.
Yeah, no, it is definitely McGurk. That's just a great last name in general. I'm glad this is making you laugh so much.
It is.
Because this is the intended effect of Crunchwrap McGurk. Because when Crunchwrap McGurk beats you in a video game,
you're like, I just got beat by Crunchwrap McGurk.
It hurts. It hurts a little. So if I could change my name, I would want my legal name on my driver's license to be Crunchwrap McGurk. What would your name be, Aaron?
Well, here's the thing. I've never really thought this through, apparently.
No, you poor soul.
I've never had the issue of, like, ooh, I need to come up with a cool name. Let's do it. I just, you know, make things up on the fly. I can't remember what it's for, but do you remember growing up, there's always this thing where if you would come up with a name, you were supposed to do, like, the name of, like, one of your pets and then the road you grew up on. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was for, but I do remember that you did it for something. And so, unfortunately, I really can't use that because then my name would be Pungo Highway 16, which I don't know if I really want that on
the Highway 16.
Yeah, we live on Highway 16. That's just the name of the road.
Pungo is a good pet name. And I feel like if we're giving you names, which, congratulations, you're about to get named, I feel like Pungo deserves to be, like, clad in a title of some sort. Not Count. I'm not really feeling Count Pungo.
Earl?
Like, Baron Pungo von something.
Ooh,
it needs a
yes.
van. Baron Pungo von...
Could that be from Crunchwrap?
Yo, are you trying to steal Crunchwrap?
Yes, I'm not only trying to steal Crunchwrap.
Pungo von Crunchwrap? Oh, my goodness. Baron Pungo von Crunchwrap.
Yeah, we're going with that.
The Crunchwrap brothers.
Yes. We're German high.
Oh, that is wild.
Oh, okay, so you're going with Crunchwrap McGurk.
Which now just
even
pales
better.
In comparison even, to Baron Pungo von Crunchwrap. Hoisted on my own petard. I've made you too powerful, Aaron.
You have. I now have all the power.
Yeah.
So if you're driving around or at home eating a snack and ask your child this question, see where the conversation goes. Hopefully not as far down the rabbit hole as ours just went. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops using the hashtag KidsQ. Victor?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's weird without you.
3:45 on the Hill. We'll be back here in just 60 seconds with a check of your weather.